delight, everyone. I'm a pepper, he's a pepper, he's a pepper, we some peppers. Wouldn't you like to be a pepper too? And these are my wolf brothers.
Jeremy, you first.
Oh, I've always been a pepper.
Well, I will be your Jackson Brown Sedai.
We can't hear
or,
anything.
Or, if you prefer, really? Can't hear nothing?
There you go.
Or I could be your Dr. My Eyes Sedai, if you will. Your choice.
Great song, too.
Good song. Very good song.
Fantastic. I am your picking up a very, very delayed headphones. So if I start to drift, because I'm listening to myself.
I hate that.
I'm not drunk. I swear to God, I'm just I have a delay.
Yeah, you're not like Justin. Justin was drunk on his last episode, and I gave him an extra slur.
Did you?
It wasn't my fault. It's technology.
Okay, because I was like, dude, I sound fucking trash. And I was like, I don't think I was like drunk.
Yeah, there's this new thing I got, and when it works well,
it was that
it works
day
well.
When we were. It was the end of that night when we were struggling. You know that my modem actually died that night or the next day.
Oh, did it?
So we were lucky that we got through that at all. I had to go get a new one like the next day.
Nice.
I noticed that I was like hitting the table big time in the last podcast too. Like,
I know. I thought it was me punching my mic and
no,
I was like, wait,
was me.
That's Jeremy punching the table.
That was me hitting the table. I was playing the drums on the table.
I thought it was me because I even texted Des. I'm like, could I punch my mic more? And he's like, well, probably, but. I was like, wait, it actually wasn't me. It was Jeremy. I figured out at the end it was you because you were talking and every time it was like, boom, like you were accentuating a point. I'm like, oh, that's Jeremy. That's not me.
Totally was.
For once.
I'm going to wear mittens. Well, should we do news up front? Because I only say that because it's timely. It's timely news.
That's what I thought too.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to get to some news right now. Tune in next week when we talk about chapter 25. We're going to learn some stuff, folks. I am going to learn what I've been being spoiled on for the last year.
I'll be reminded of all the stuff.
This is for Justin and this is for the listeners. I don't want to say I'm going to cut these podcasts short because the podcasts are going to be plenty long enough, but I'm going to keep them from going too long anymore because I thought about it today. I was like, we have on the conservative side, we have 300 of these left. So if we miss a point or two on this show, we will get to it.
Yes.
I like Jeremy's eyes just doing that math. Just like, wait, like 0-0?
Yeah, you're right.
Until
totally
we're
right.
50 at least.
And that's 300 more.
More than this one.
We've already got a solid base.
So we did 23 was the one that Jeremy jumped in on late, right? Was chapter 23?
Mm-hmm.
Good. So I have zero notes on this because I did not listen to it because I thought we were doing 23. So I'm an asshole.
It's okay. It's not like you've never heard this before.
Yeah.
Oh, no, you're right. Do we need to do 23?
I thought 23 was the rings.
Well, 22 is officially the rings.
And then it's right after.
I think we went over. If we didn't go over in our snippet, we definitely, like, I feel like we talked about 23.
I was going to say is, like, all my notes, I feel like we hit already. So maybe we'll...
I have a quick, what's the word I'm looking for? Hold on. We made a mistake and I need to fix it.
Correction.
That's the word I'm looking for. I have a quick correction.
Yes.
So we were talking about, do you remember the gray man that shot the arrow at Gwyn and almost hit her?
Yes.
And then they trapped him and then they came back to him and he had a knife sticking out of him. And we were trying to figure out what happened. It's actually explained later in the books. It was Isom Luke that killed him.
Oh.
Yeah.
Really?
Slayer kills him.
I did not know that. When is it? So
I don't remember what book it's in, but I just got this new book. It's the Wheel of Time Compendium.
Yeah.
And you can look up, it's pretty much the back of the books where they have all of the explanations of how you pronounce things, the people, the explanations of, like, if you wanted to look up Avienda, it would give a little blurb and how to say your name. This is an entire book.
I have that book.
You have that book too? Yeah, it's an entire book of that. And you can just, like, basically reference anything at any time. And there's a lot more explanation to it too.
I have the app, the Wote Compendium app.
Nice.
The app? There's an app?
Yeah, I was just looking at it because I was like, that sounds vaguely familiar. And it's actually called the Woat Compendium. And what's cool about it, if you look up a character, you can pick what book you look things up in.
Ooh.
So if I look up a character in book four, it won't spoil me with that character for book 10.
How do we not have
It'll only tell me.
Oh, I don't know. I'm downloading it later tonight.
I've had it for a year.
Well, thanks for never telling us.
Wow.
Asshole.
Just wow.
Wow.
He's like, I've had it for a year and I've kept it as a total secret. I didn't want you guys to know.
Disappointed dad head shake.
Because like 9 times out of 10, you guys tell me what it would have told me. But, you know, especially if I'm looking
slightly wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's more like 5 out of 10. And then we might be
mostly
wrong.
Mostly correct with some stuff that's really fucked up.
Exactly.
You'll be all right. Our show's mostly satire.
I think it's just characters. I don't know if your compendium has places.
It does.
Or
yeah.
things,
it's
too.
It's got, like, yeah, and it'll, like, talk about, it talks about, like, you know, Turingrials and stuff like that. So I've actually had that for a while and haven't just read through it. I just have looked up a few things.
It's not something that you just, like, crack open and read from start to finish.
Let me do this. Dictionary.
Yeah.
So, Justin, you know why we're a little fucked up? Because we jumped forward and did 24, then we went back and did 22 and 23.
That'll do it.
Because remember, because we wanted to do the two Egwene pieces together. And that's another thing, too. This is a note to you guys and to the listener. I think for good reason, my book sections were long in the last two episodes, but I'm going to kind of start cutting those down, too. And just everyone at home know we're basically discussing the whole chapter.
Well, it's like you said to me, it's a frame of reference.
Yeah.
And then you can listen to it.
So everyone out there, if I play a 2-minute clip and then we talk about nothing that you heard, it was in the chapter.
Give me some notes I can use. Jeremy, where do you want to start?
Did we talk about the Jay Fredkin's interview that he did in the set? We did. We talked about that, right? So
the AMA, you mean?
Yeah. No, it wasn't the AMA. It was the he did like a thing for Dragon Con or was it Dragon Con? What's it called?
Jordan Con.
we did that and that last when we did the last kind of news drop, it was about the What Up video and that kind of the Jordan Con news-ish.
Yeah, so the guy from What Up, he also thought it was the same thing. He had a couple of different ideas, and he came to the conclusion that it's where they're going to test the accepted. So
probably, I would think so too.
He's pretty good about stuff like that too. And he agreed with me, so that means he's right. So
okay, the consensus is in.
Yeah. So then, do you want to talk about the writer's strike first, or do you want to talk about that leaked video?
Let's get that bummer shit out of the way, and then we'll talk about the leaked video of possibly Lanfear.
So, Hollywood writers are on strike starting last week, I think it was.
Yeah, like last Monday. I think Monday or something like that.
Yeah, so there's a lot of productions have shut down. So, Wheel of Time season 2 most likely is completely done. So, that shouldn't be an issue unless there's some editing and then those editors decide to, you know, they're not going to do anything as well, which sometimes they do that out of solidarity.
Well, that's kind of happening, so I'm a little worried about that.
Yeah, so it might push that back, and that happens. But it's definitely going to delay season 3. Well, hopefully it'll delay season 3. If they decide to just keep on going with no writers or no... what do? You know, you have to have some type of person writing.
You just make heroes after season 2.
Yeah, that's true, right?
They've got to have a chunk of 3 done. I would imagine they've got 4 to 6 episodes written for season 3. If not all,
they're
8.
Already filming, so I would say that they're probably mostly mapped out.
Yeah,
I'm worried about what they said about. I was watching the WADA video. John, shout out. He was saying that, you know, because of all the COVID stuff, they had to rewrite so much shit in the first season that hopefully they won't have to deal with that kind of stuff now. But that it's probably mostly written if they're starting to shoot it, and that if they have to rewrite things, then they could get into trouble. Or like you said, with solidarity with as far as like, you know, if the, you know, there's unions and guilds for, you know, key grips and everything else. So who knows if they decide that they're going to stand in solidarity with the writers, then nothing's going to get done. So you know, everybody's going to be kind of stuck in the loop, out of the loop, I guess.
Yes. And so Wheel of Time is cursed again for a second season and maybe third. So the last writer's strike was, that's when all the reality TV shows started coming around because they were like, oh, well, we don't have writers, so just put these...
idiots on TV.
White trash morons on television.
Oh, cool. So Who Wants to Be a Blade Master will be
and
on.
And then you have the Kardashians.
No, who wants to be a Blade Master?
That's and then the follow-up show, Oops, I Killed a Blade Master.
Well, first we need a Blade Master.
That's true.
Hosted by Alex Trebek.
Oh,
R.I.P. Too soon.
Dude, he's the best game show host ever, dude.
Alex Trebek is the dragon reborn. Everyone knows that.
No, he's the winter dragon. Okay, so do you want to talk about what they were saying about episode counts?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Did you watch this, too,
no,
Des?
No, I haven't seen, and this is all...
Oh. He didn't, I'm sure of it. Otherwise, he would have texted us and been like, what the fuck?
Get real happy, Des. Get real happy and get ready for this disappointment.
This is why I wanted to do this. And then, yeah, so I was watching the show and the What Up video. I hate to be basic. He's the best news source.
Really is.
Of them all.
Hey, we don't have a show to watch. I'm fine recapping What Up.
Yeah.
So, you know, season two is eight episodes based, you know, basically 1 hour each. Like Amazon bases all their show on metrics, you know, like there's a certain amount of explosions or, you know, whatever, big events per episode or per, you know, many hours. And basically Lord of the Rings has fucked us a little bit because their completion percentage was like, what, 36% or something, 37% on people who started the show and they did not finish it. I think Watts was... like closer to 60, maybe more, I think. He didn't talk about it, but
I don't think he ever gave us the number. Yeah, I don't think he ever gave the
but
number.
But I'm guessing, I've heard rumors of it, you know, it's done much better than The Rings of Power. And so he has some inside sources, I believe, on Amazon that are kind of like, they're kind of floating the idea of maybe only doing six episodes for The Rings of Power because they want people to finish it. And they're like, well, if that's the metric, they may shift Wheel of Time to that too. But probably if that happens, we'll get more seasons.
Well, no, it's a possibility.
Hopefully.
It's a possibility.
Because he was saying, you know, like if we were to go eight, he's a season two is going to be eight for sure. Season three is going to be eight for sure. Four, they don't know. Five, they don't know. But he's like, the good news is they're already planning four and five, but how many episodes is it going to be? How long are they going to be? Because I don't see how you could do this in what they're planning eight seasons and then start doing only six episodes. He goes, I don't see how you can do it without really, really cutting it down. So maybe we get 10 seasons of six episodes because they really want people to finish. But it's like, you know what? If it's a good show, I mean, how many episodes did Heroes have in the first? It's like 22 in the second season or some shit. There's lots of shows that have way more than eight is my point. And people watch them if it's good.
Not anymore. I mean, Heroes was the last gasp of network 22 episode seasons.
Walking Dead started to have 16 episodes and they'd break them into two parts of a season. So I guess that's eight episodes a season. So
if what is, you know, a top 10 show in the world in five seasons, then we'll get to.
It's done really well, though, already on Amazon. If you read it, it did better than Rings of Power. It's done better than some other things that are out there. So
I think it has the ability to be great, but they better fucking get to it.
I think like Randy Jeffcoat has mismanaged it a little bit, you know? I mean, obviously they've had some tough shit with COVID, but it's like, dude, get creative, man. That's your job. You got to get it back on track. I mean, of course, it's easier to, you know, I'm sitting here in the woods on like my couch saying it, but, you know, everybody can armchair quarterback. You don't know what they're actually dealing with, you know? And they did have one of their main characters leave the show. But I just feel like, dude, like you really don't have any idea when it's going to come out yet?
Yeah.
Like you've got, I mean, you know, fucking Judy boy, Judykins is on Twitter enough. Judy Bloom, that's the name.
There you go. I like it.
Judy Blumkins is on Twitter enough.
Not Blumkin.
To where, Blumkin, Judy Blum Blumkins is on Twitter enough to where, like, he's got to see the community is very vociferous and very prevalent and everybody's going fucking nuts, dude. They want to know something. And if you could even ballpark it right now, I think, I mean, the fan base is fucking thirsty, man.
Yeah.
Like, I'm nothing. I'm want it so bad, and I'm nothing compared to some people.
Because that's when, and yeah, hindsight is 2020, because obviously at some point they're like, okay, let's take as long as we need to make season two the shit But it's like, how about you just get 6 episodes out in the next 15 months?
Yeah, can you not maybe release an episode a week for the next 6 weeks and finish the last 2?
Yeah.
Or release 4 and then wait a month and release the other 4.
Yeah.
Well, I think if they could, they would.
I know. That's what scares me.
I don't think they would. I don't think they would, though. Like, Amazon is very much trying to be like, this is our this month. This is our this month. This is our this month. Like, they would never fuck up whatever.
Everything is data and metrics with them. Everything.
And they don't want to muddy that with a different show. Like, if they've got a show that they've been advertising that's going to be their main show for 6 months, they're not going to drop Wheel of Time in the middle of that.
They've got their formula and they, you know, their algorithm formula, and they stick to it, whether it's making a show or releasing it, or like, they have their plan. It's just, it might not be what you want.
Yeah, I'm all for if they do shorter seasons and more seasons, that in the end will give us more episodes. Totally fine with that. But if all they're looking at is finishing metrics, that's just, you're applying math to a creativity problem. This is English, and you're trying to do money.
And that's bad. You're applying math to art. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you have to have the budget. I get that. That's part of show business. But
And I know we talk about, like, okay, this is 15 books. Like, it should be 200 episodes. Never going to happen. It's just throw that the fuck out. Like, just map out a 40-episode arc. You know, make it 5 or 6 seasons. Maybe it'll be short. There'll be some shit in the middle that they cut out. Big bummer. But, like, I think the big metric they need to figure out is finish the series. That's the metric you need to come up with. Like, if this...
Right. They need to finish it or we never will.
Yeah.
I would say more than finish the series, it's make a good series that everyone wants to finish. The reason that the people stopped watching the Lord of the Rings show was it wasn't good. That's why. I was part of this 63% that didn't finish. I started, I watched 2 episodes and I was like, That's, you know, it looks good, but it didn't grab me. I might go back and finish it.
But see, the problem with that, though, is everybody has an opinion about how the Lord of the Rings should go. Half of the Wheel of Time audience is people who've never heard of the fucking books and will never pick up the books. And those are the people you got to keep on board if there's any hope of finishing this. Like, it doesn't matter how rabid the fandom is, it's not big enough to handle it all on our own.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I agree. You got to make it good. It's got to be entertaining. And if you want the ultimate engagement, make 1-minute episodes. You know, everybody will watch it to the end. Okay. You got 100% engagement. People, I mean, you're not going to make any money that way.
We made 1,000 1-minute episodes for season 3.
Yeah. If that's how you want to do it, do it.
It doesn't matter if I make 20-minute Thank the Light episodes or 2-hour Thank the Light episodes. I get the same hit either way.
Right. Exactly.
If I released a 10-minute Thank the Light episode every day,
yeah,
my numbers will go through the roof.
Content, baby. Churning out content.
Churn and burn, baby. Churn and burn. No, I was just going to say, I watched that Lord of the Rings show. I probably would like to go back and watch it. It just didn't grab me right away. Now, if you're talking about the movies grab me. Those were very good. And I'm sure that everyone else was thinking the same thing. Maybe it was just because it's a TV show, it's a little slower, but I don't mind slow.
Well, why is it so long?
Well, I don't mind long stuff, and I don't mind slow TV shows either. I mean,
no.
What's the last movie? That last movie was long and slow, but I still love it. You know, the Return of the King, that one was long and very slow, especially at the end.
Yeah, that's true.
But still people watched it, won the Best Picture. You can still make it long and kind of slow.
I have watched those movies so many times while chopping down, while harvesting weed. Because, you know, it's something that you got to do all at once. It takes like 3 days. You got to have something.
How do you watch a television?
You sit down and you just put it in the background.
Okay. I thought you meant like chopping it down, like out in the field or in the greenhouse or whatever.
I live in the city, dummy.
Well, okay.
It's called gorilla growing.
You grow it indoors?
Jesus. Your cousin used to be a criminal. Okay?
Okay.
I don't know if you knew this. It's why I don't come home.
Funny thing.
Spoiler alert.
Nothing's changed about Justin. Society changed around him.
Yeah, he's just not a criminal now.
Also, there was an interview with Harriet Robert Jordan's, Eleanor Rigby's widow, and she kind of let something slip about the fall, and she seemed flustered kind of after she... I haven't watched it. I just was watching some analyses, but they were saying, you know, she kind of let something slip about the fall, and then she seemed kind of flustered, like, I wasn't supposed to say that type of thing. So could be, you know, showmanship, could be something, but I would assume, how much later can it fucking be?
Well, and the fall is anywhere from September to early December.
Right. So if it came out when the first one came out exactly 2 years after it, it would be right around December. So,
which, you know what? I can get on board with. Just say it.
Just tell us.
Just say it. Give us just. Hey.
Hey. So, yeah. So is that the happy news? The fall? Do we have more happy news?
We have way more happy news. Jeremy.
Oh, awesome.
Wait.
Take it off, man.
What am I supposed to say? Hold on. What's the happy news?
You watched the Lanfear video, right?
Oh, yes. So
throw a little background for Lanfear real quick.
Well, okay. I'm trying to, I guess we're...
For people who have only watched the show.
Yes. If you've only watched the show, there is a character who's going to be coming in this season who is also one of the Forsaken, like Ishmael, who was in the first season.
Wait. Stop.
Okay, sorry.
Lanfear is one of the Forsaken, the 13 Aes Sedai who dedicated their lives to the Shadow during the War of the Shadow. Her name is still used to frighten children into behaving as they should. It is said that she waits for children who steal.
Really?
There you go.
So we're pretty sure, we're definitely sure she's going to be in the second season. She might be under a different name, though, so watch out for her. But then there was a leaked video that was online kind of showing her walking, a person who we think is her, walking through what we think is the Foregate, which is a...
Do you think it's the Foregate?
I kind of do, yeah. Because everything's made out of wood, it's kind of ramshackle and ran down. The Foregate is a... So there's a walled city called Kyrian, and outside of the walled city is kind of where the poor people live.
It's a wooden tent city, Des, like we have in Seattle. A lot more fun, though. There's music and drinking.
And people eating fire and juggling. And it's basically like a carnival every day of the year until it catches on fire.
Sort of like Golden Gardens on a Friday in the summer, you know, up here in Seattle. Fire eaters and, you know.
There was that again. We saw some stuff that was possibly leaked about her, and saw her in her costume. Looked pretty good. I mean, hopefully someday we'll get to see this actual episode.
Someday. So I figure that means that we're likely to see Celine Lanfear this season, at least in one of those or both of the. I was almost kind of hoping that it was like Falm when she comes walking in when Rand's wounded, you know, and is like. kind of walks into the place. Like that's her walking to where Rand is and then walks in like,
yeah, that would be kind of cool too. Yeah.
Yeah. But I think you're probably right. I think it's probably the Foregate. I'd love to be original and say, oh, I think it's this for this, but I'm not that smart for one. And number two, like watching dude's video, it was just kind of like, yeah, it makes sense that it'd be Kareem.
Or if it's anything like the first season, it'll be something they completely made up that's completely not associated with the books and won't be nearly as cool as we think
it is.
This
is Shinar.
God damn it.
And Nynaeve is doing it.
I swear to God, I lay awake at night thinking about Nynaeve taking that scene from Matt. I'm fucking sick about it. I'm going to fucking punch my dick inside out.
When I listened to that episode, when I said that, and you lost your mind.
I was so mad, dude. I was like, you motherfucker.
Since we don't have any writers, we're just going to put everyone on front of the camera and just let it riff for a while. See what happens.
Yeah. It's going to be like Curb Your Enthusiasm. Here's your premise, guys. Okay. You wave your fingers about.
Eliana! Basically, whose what is it anyway? Do you think that, so Des, this is something that you've come across in the books, when Rand is coming into Kareem, he's with Celine and Huron and Loial, he sees a statue buried in the ground, or a part of what seems to be a statue buried in the ground, correct? It's just the hand and the spear coming out?
Sphere.
And it is...
Shreer.
Is the sphere, and the smear
and
the bagel.
Be with you.
The merchandising. That's where the real money is.
Lunchbox.
Yogurt. I hate yogurt.
I need Wheel of Time to be bigger so we can get some fun. I want more Wheel of Time Lego sets. Like, I want.
Do any exist at all?
No.
No.
Son of a bitch.
There's no merchandising for Wheel of Time. None. Right?
Not yet.
No, there's none. That's why so many of the people like us.
You know why there's no merchandising, right? Amazon has no way to sell any merchandising.
I don't know how they do it. It's not like they have some built-in system where people could just click on a thumbnail while they're watching the video and buy stuff.
Wouldn't that be nice? Oh,
I mean,
man.
That's a crazy idea, right? We should patent that.
We got to get Target involved, or this is never going to happen.
What I was getting at, do you think that we will see the Chosen Call, or, you know, a part of it buried in the ground at some point this season?
I would say if you don't see it, then it won't be in the rest of the show. That's my opinion.
Deep cut.
Do you think they'll maybe just go with the access key? It's so powerful. Just this one, it's so powerful. And then they'll kind
totally
of explain.
You could do that.
Oh, it's connected to something else, but you never really see it.
So they do talk about Saw Angriel. And they, so there's this scene where Rand and Nynaeve have to use them to do something spectacular.
Do they use Kalendor during? They use Kalendor during that, right?
No.
No?
They use the access keys. They use the access keys.
Oh, Nynaeve.
Somebody else is using Kalendor during that.
Who?
Nerishma.
Right. What's Nerishma doing, though? He's not a part of it, is he? Was he part of it, too?
No, remember, they have to guard. They have to guard him. Remember, there's like all
right,
the people guard him,
right.
Like Olivia and...
And Nynaeve has the female Chosen Call?
Yeah.
At that point?
Yeah.
Ah, I forgot about that. Good stuff. Good stuff, Dez. Trust me, you'll be happy with the books, even if you hate the show.
Yeah, if you ever get to that point, you're going to be like, that's pretty cool. My wife and I were, and my daughter were all riding in the car, and we were going to like a farmer's market in town. And so my daughter and I are talking about the Wheel of Time because we're both listening to the same audiobooks.
Yes.
And my wife just looks over at me and goes, you're loving this right now, aren't you? I'm like, I'm so loving this right. This is like my favorite thing in the world. And the other day, she said something really cool. And she said, and I never thought about this, but it's totally true. She said, Robert Jordan writes women so well. He's like, most authors don't. And she said, he will write women and you can tell by their dialogue who it is that's speaking. You don't even have to, it doesn't have to say like Nynaeve was thinking.
I have said that on this show. Your wife is smart.
It's not my wife, it's my daughter. But my wife is a genius. My daughter is a genius as well.
I have ADD.
But
sorry.
No, you're right. Just by, if someone just read it and didn't say Nynaeve said, Egwene said, so-and-so said.
You could tell. If you read a little bit, just a little bit, you could see like, oh, by the way this person thinks, the way the person talks, this is who it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, she made a fish reference.
The verbiage gives so much context. Yeah, the verbiage gives so much context to the character, for sure. He does it with men, too, but it's just like most male writers are shitty about writing females. I've said that. Like, he writes women very well.
Totally.
Strong women, especially.
Yeah.
And if you notice, too, there's read a lot of female writers, they have a tough time writing guys most of the time. It's so when you read a book that's written and you can get both sides.
That's all I got for news. I wish I had more.
I'm sorry. Between my echo and my frustration.
No, it's cool. Let's put a pin in this one and say it's done and then move on to the next one. And
yep. I will put I'll put the ending of this recording at the end of this. And thank the light for listening to our podcast. Please rate us, like us, tell a friend about our show. Thank the light. Check us out on Twitter. We are Wolf Brothers at Parse Ailman. That is Wolf Brothers at Parse Ailman. Send us questions and comments and anything you want to discuss, your guesses for season 2, what might be in it, when, and if it happens. Looking for another great podcast to listen to while you wait for the next episode of Thank the Light? Stay right here on this feed and go back a couple episodes in between season 2, episode 16, and season 2, episode 17. There is a Sounds Awesome Network extravaganza, where I got all of the hosts of all of my podcasts together to talk about their show and about themselves and about so much poop talk. It's amazing. You'll love it. Justin and Jeremy, of course, appear on that show. Not for long enough. I know that. I will figure out a way to keep all the hosts on longer. With Zoom, it's kind of hard to navigate 11 feeds all at once. But it's a really great show. And your next favorite podcast is going to be on that. And tell me you guys love, I know Justin did because he already texted me, Steadfast in 2, Electric Boogaloo.
I was like, fuck yeah, dude.
That was awesome.
It's like our titles for a minute were pretty like, you know, kind of what we're talking about centric. I like the fun ones a lot better.
Well, you know what? You know why though, Justin?
Why?
I'm gonna say this and then I'm gonna shoot myself in the head for saying it. It's for SEO.
Search engine optimization.
Thank you. Search engine optimization. So when people are just like Googling random shit about the Wheel of Time and our title is a Wheel of Time word, then we might pop up on someone's Google that wasn't even looking for us just because they're looking for Wheel of Time shit.
So the episode that we talked about the Angrials and I wanted you to name it Assholes and Angrials was not a good search engine one.
It's got Angrials in it. Actually, that
it would have been funny, I thought.
That would have worked. I'm sorry I forgot that one. But I bet in the next 300 episodes, we'll find a reason to call one Assholes and Angrials. And on that note, just remember, the hedgehog
is Ron Jeremy.
And he will put you to sleep.
I win again, Luz Theron.
My water is yours.
I have been screaming all of these things at you.
Mixed and edited by Desmond McNeese for We Mixed It, LLC. Go to whatsoundsawesome.com.
You can cut that out.